Good morning, everyone. excuse me. Today's talk is on when our Dhamma practice becomes stressful. And of course, the Buddha taught an Eightfold Path to recognize and abandon our own contributions, our individual contributions to the stress that is naturally a part of having a human life. And he described that stress as birth is stressful, sickness is stressful, aging is stressful, death is stressful, not getting what is desired is stressful, getting what is undesired is stressful. And then he would conclude that statement by saying that, in short, the five clinging aggregates are stressful. Those five clinging aggregates are form, feeling, perceptions, mental fabrications, and consciousness, or ongoing thinking rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. The Buddha awakened to the profound understanding that it is ignorance of these four truths that leads to all manner of confusion, deluded thinking, and ongoing suffering. That understanding is known as dependent origination. Another widely misunderstood teaching that I won't get into today. There's much on the website and in my other talks on that subject. Dhamma practice becomes stressful. To put it as simply as it possibly can, we're not following the Eightfold Path the way it was intended. But of course, that doesn't mean that we're doing something wrong in the sense of intentionally not doing that. It's simply because we don't understand. And even when we learn from someone who can actually teach the Dhamma what the Eightfold Path is about, how it's developed, how it should be engaged with, we still have conditioned thinking initially, and then even as Dhamma practice develops, towards something else. And that something else is what a mind rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths is always moving towards or focused on, that continues a distraction that is rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. So you can see this circular feedback loop that our minds are stuck in, that if it doesn't give me immediate satisfaction, I don't want anything to do with it. And much of modern so-called spiritual practices and much of modern Buddhism is designed to provide instant gratification and instant escape, rather than to deeply engage in our own ignorance of Four Noble Truths, in order to awaken. So again, when Dhamma practice doesn't initially provide that, we become frustrated. We'll conclude that that either the Buddha's teachings aren't something that are useful to follow, or it's simply we might blame ourselves that it's just not something that we're capable of. Of course, the Buddha taught an Eightfold Path for any human being that was engaged, that was inclined towards awakening, could engage with, and very quickly experience the results of a ever deepening level of concentration and ever deepening level of peace and calm in their minds, in order to continue to maintain conviction with the Eightfold Path. The reason I use that word tonight, and I often do, conviction is one of the five strengths that the Buddha talked about. This was, last night's talk was on the five strengths of the Vatara Sutta. And so we have conviction in developing the Dhamma because we understand that a human being did this. He recognized the cause of all stress, and he developed and taught a path to bring to cessation our own contributions to that stress. So again, bringing it back to the topic of today's talk, when stress arises in our Dhamma practice, it's not because of the Dhamma itself, it's not because of the Eightfold Path itself. It's because of our own need for instant satisfaction, instant gratification, and constant distraction. In other words, we're looking for a way to continue the subtle but powerful strategy of engaging in life in general and in most cases spiritual practice of a way of ignoring our own ignorance. And so stress arising in Dhamma practice is often just that. It's when it's really working, but it's causing us to come up against views that we're holding that are contrary to reality, contrary to the Four Noble Truths. And so our conditioned mind can and often does become very agitated and create scenarios in our own mind about why this doesn't work or why this is foolish teaching. And again, that's where conviction comes in, because we understand that an awakened human being went through just this. When the Nagara Sutta is read and understood, the Buddha is describing just this, this struggle with letting go of views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths and developing an understanding of reality. And he describes that feedback loop that we get caught up in with between wrong views and what's occurring in the world and where our Dhamma practice is taking us. So the solution certainly isn't to abandon Dhamma practice, but it's usually this lack of instant satisfaction or the fact that Dhamma practice becomes uncomfortable at times that many people just give up on it. It's simply not something that their minds can handle. So I often say that Dhamma practice is a practice of ease and joy, but it's not for the faint of heart. And the reason why I say that is because when there's conviction to use the framework of the Eightfold Path, lay down, and we keep coming back to the Eightfold Path, it maintains a practice of ease and joy. It's when we're struggling against incorporating the Eightfold Path adapt and accommodate and embellish the Buddhist teachings or create entirely different teachings that quickly pacify and mollify the mind. But they're not Dhamma practice. They make us feel good. And so in order to continue to maintain Dhamma practice, we also have to be willing to be uncomfortable at times, to be willing to challenge, to recognize and abandon our own wrong views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. So when you look at the Eightfold Path, there was someone at our class last night who only comes occasionally because she doesn't live in the area, but she described getting into another practice and how it was unsatisfying. And last night's talk was apropos, especially for her, because she realized that it is the framework of the Eightfold Path that continues us on the path. In other words, the path is the path. When we disregard the path, when we're off the path, we no longer have the direction and the comfort and guidance of an Eightfold Path. So I guess to summarize this morning's talk is that when Dhamma practice is stressful, it's not because of engaging in the Eightfold Path that's causing the distress. It's by expecting the Eightfold Path to provide something that it's not designed to do, which is further distraction. Lay down, pup. Further distraction and perhaps in looking for an immediate escape from reality, or a further escape from reality, which is what a lot of modern Dharma practice is about. And so when we maintain the framework of the Eightfold Path, we're able to understand what's occurring in Dhamma practice, and we're able to apply we're able to apply the Dhamma practice in the way it's intended, which is to gain insight, a very specific insight into the three marks of existence, to all things that are impermanent, insight into anatta, the not self characteristic, which simply means, as the Buddha uses it, that the views we're holding of a self do not accurately reflect the self. They're wrong views. Let go of those views, and the resulting suffering, dukkha, that comes from a misunderstanding of impermanence and the not self characteristic. So if we can hold in mind that, to be mindful of that, and that refined mindfulness is framed by the Eightfold Path. In fact, it's informed by the first factor of the Eightfold Path, right view, which implies that until we've developed the Dhamma, we have some aspects and remnants of wrong view. And it's those wrong views that are making Dhamma practice seem stressful, when in fact it's simply because we're not practicing the Dhamma correctly and as intended. So, and that leads to one other thing. In order to actually develop a Buddhist teaching, we have to actually study what the Buddha taught, or learn from someone who actually studied what the Buddha taught. And that just makes common sense. And I'm not denigrating any other lineage, but the lineage, just claiming a lineage in Buddhism does not naturally follow that lineage teaches what the Buddha taught. In fact, I would say, and I've studied with most of the modern lineages, most of them don't teach much of what the Buddha taught, and many don't teach anything that the Buddha taught. And when you take any license with the Eightfold Path, any license at all, you really lost the Buddha's teachings. The Buddha taught a simple and direct, and I would say stress-free practice, as long as we're framed by the Eightfold Path, that leads directly to awakening, towards full human maturity. So the Eightfold Path is to be engaged with faithfully and with conviction, and in its entirety. And in so doing, our Dhamma practice can remain stress-free, or when stress arises, we will instantly know that we've incorporated something into our practice that is really not part of the Eightfold Path. And when we can recognize that and abandon it by being mindful, this is what's known as the refined mindfulness of the Eightfold Path, by being mindful of all eight factors and being certain that that's what we're practicing and not something else, then our practice will remain stress-free and we can continue towards the simple and direct and very gentle path towards awakening. So that's today's talk. I hope you found benefit from it. If you do, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. And on my website, there's over 300 of these video recordings and over 400 audio recordings and corresponding articles that can help guide your practice. So thank you for joining today. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I rely on donations to support these talks. If you find benefit from these talks, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. I welcome your questions and comments. To contact me and for guided meditations and instructions, Dhamma articles, recorded talks, and videos, please visit becoming-buddha.com. These talks are copyrighted and are distributed under a Creative Commons License 4.0. Peace.